Rex Kino, Kino Tezayan, Zachor Asher also Tzar Bethinim, Solaf Harboi, Ubolus Nivelus Nim. This is going on Titus, that he went into the Beis HaMikdosh, he went into the Nivelus Nim, and he took a sword and he stabbed the Parochus. And the Parochus, the blood started coming out of the Parochus. And Tosfos in Gittin explains what was the message that the Eibishter was trying to send, that the blood came out of the Parochus. So Tosfos says that the blood coming out of the Parochus signified that Churban Beis HaMikdash is hard, is such a terrible thing to the Eibishter, like blood coming out of the Beis HaMikdash, showing how much the Eibishter is bitzar on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The Maharal says a different shot. The Maharal says that when you take something that's full of Kedusha and you defile it and you strip it of its Kedusha, that's similar to Shvichas Domin, that's like killing a person, taking the neshama out of something, taking the essence, the kedusha zikah essence out of something, is like killing someone. In this kino we say, Al Pesach HaRabayis Heichelovoi, he started coming to the entrance of the HaRabayis. He sent four generals to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. Al Tzar Ma'arovi L'Zecher Hissid Boi V'Tzog Acha Kosleinu V'Loi Rov Rivoi. And he left, the Eibishter left Tzar Ma'arovi, the Kosel Ma'arovi. This is something that it says in Medrash. Hine Zeh Oymer Acha Kosleinu Zeh Kosel Ma'arovi Shom Beis HaMikdash She'einoi Chorev L'Oyla. As they state in the Medrash, you think about it, it's a Pelel D'Kazach, that all these years, after all the terrible things that the Goyim did to Klal Yisrael, but the Kosel Ma'arovi is a Nehua. Hine Zeh Oymer Acha Kosleinu. The Kosel Ma'arovi state in Medrash is not Chorev L'Oyla. And the Alshev says that we say in Eicha, Eicha Yoshua Bozod, Ha'ir Rabos Yom, Hoysa Ka Almona. Klal Yisrael was like an Almona. Zot the Alshev, that Klal Yisrael is like an Almona, but not mamish like an Almona. Klal Yisrael still have some kind of connection. Because since the Kosel Ma'arovi is still there, so Klal Yisrael is only compared to an Almona, but it's not mamish like an Almona. Because we still have the Kosel Ma'arovi. There's a Meridika Klayoka that we have to know. Klayoka is going on in Parshas Lech Lecha. The Eibishter told Avraham Avinu two things. Number one, look around, and you see Eretz Yisrael, and you'll see any place that you're going to see is going to be yours. And then, two psukim later, the Eibishter says, "Kum hisalek ba'aretz ba'arbo l'rochbo ki l'choa tenenu." Go and step and walk on Eretz Yisrael, and then you'll be kind of Eretz Yisrael. Zot the Kleyoker. Now this is referring to two different kinyonim that Avraham Avinu was going to have on Eretz Yisrael. There's a kinyon gashmi, being kind of Eretz Yisrael, the land of Eretz Yisrael, and that is from walking on Eretz Yisrael. But there's another kinyan, and there's the kinyan ruchni, and that Avraham Avinu was kind of by looking. And there's a gewaltig geskula that a person that comes to the Mokim HaMikdash and he looks at the Mokim HaMikdash, the Mokim HaMikdash is connected to the Mokim HaMikdash L'mayla. And a person that sees the Mokim HaMikdash, he's connected to Ruchnius, and there's a Gevaldige Skula to look at the Mokim HaMikdash. And the Kliyoka says that even Bizman Hazer, that Kula, looking at the Mokim HaMikdosh, is still Chai V'Kayam. If a person goes to the Mokim HaMikdosh, and he looks at the Kaisel, and he looks at the Mokim HaMikdosh, he has that connection, and he gets an Aliyah Ruchnius just by looking at that Mokim. And that's the Sogach HaKosleinu, the Eibishter is still there. If behind the Kaisel HaMarami, the Eibishter is still there, even Bizman Hazer. At the end of this kino, we say a totally different thing on Maisa. Yilodim, Asher Ein Bohem Kol Mum, Mishom LaHafnois. This is referring to the Gemara in Gittin, says over a Maisa, that 400 Yilodim and Yilodois were captured by the Goyim, and they realized that they were captured in order to be mashal them with terrible Averis. And they wanted to go to jump overboard to kill themselves in order to save themselves from not having to from being nifshal in such averus. But the only thing that they wanted to make sure was that they're going to come back by Tchias HaMeisim. Maybe only someone that's buried in the ground comes back by Tchias HaMeisim. Who said that someone that's drowned in the sea also merits Tchias HaMeisim? And one of them dashed in the pasuk that even someone that drowns in the ocean is also zeichet to tchias hameisim. And then the yelodos jumped overboard, and yelodos made a kalachoyma, and they also jumped overboard. And over here in the kina, it would seem like we're speaking about yelodos asher ein bohem kol ba'om. They don't have any chatoim. We're talking about yelodos that were less than godless. They were katanim still. And Shir Mitzvah and Shayru Ka'al Yom. When they were jumping overboard, they were jumping with such joy. And they said Shira, like Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael said Shira Oz Yashir Moshe. That's the darga that these small children were on. And we fear Oz Ubafka Lishma. And Ubafka was heard. Ura Lomas Yisham. The Quran also says,